Nouvelle Vague could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve Newell via Skype.
Hello.
How's it going? This time. You can hear me loud and clear?
Absolutely. And myself?
Yeah, you sound good to me.
I'm breaking all the rules today, John, because I'm on the phone while sitting in my screening room at home, which, of course, is a big no-no.
Cardinal sin.
Under normal circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Steve, has there ever been a better time to watch television?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're like me, you've probably been spending way too much time watching the news, which I have just recently realized is a very bad strategy.
I think that probably ramps up the anxiety. I think it's good to dip your toe in and get the latest, but I think, it's best probably not to dwell on a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, look, it's a fine line between being informed and wallowing.
Yes. Yeah.
So with that in mind, I watched this really cheery Netflix film the other day called The Platform.
Is it super heavy duty?
It's pretty heavy duty. This had been on my radar for a little while. It played at the Toronto International Film Festival, the last outing of that, and I really dug the concept of this kind of weird dystopian prison where all the different the prison's a vertically integrated structure, so all the cells are on top of one another and they're numbered. And some chefs prepare a very delicious, huge banquet meal that starts at floor zero, and it just slowly goes down on this platform, stopping at each floor, and people eat their fill. So the first sort of maybe 5 to 10 floors, people pig out and eat all the nice food. By the time it gets to floors sort of 50 to 100, there's not much food left, and it's pretty depressing. Watching this at a time when people are being massive dicks going to the supermarket and panic buying and consuming, it's just such a weird time for this to turn up on Netflix. And it's simultaneously, it simultaneously made me more weirded out, but also like, oh yeah, I can kind of relate to this.
Do people change the level that they're located in the prison, or is it just people at the bottom are stuck at the bottom the whole time?
Well, it does have that sort of heavy-handed sort of metaphor to it, right? Like this is not a subtle societal metaphor, but yes, after a fixed period of time, people get randomly reallocated to different cells. So, you know, you might be there's one great character who spends a bit of time like cursing the mofos above him who take all the good stuff and haranguing and pissing on the people below him because they're scum, all the while accepting that his own position's going to change the next time the cells get moved. Yeah, look, like I say, heavy-handed metaphor, but it's also brutally violent and somewhat depressing. And I think, you know, at the minute, there's times you might find yourself wanting to indulge in something like that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe make yourself feel quite not as bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, on the other hand, the other thing I've been dipping back into is catching up on episodes of Better Call Saul, which, you know, is a sort of very, very far away from the sort of claustrophobic dystopia that we've just talked about.
I've never made it past about 3 episodes of Better Call Saul. Is it worth, giving it another go?
Yeah, man. I really dug this, the show. When it started, it's the Breaking Bad spinoff, of course, starring Bob Odenkirk. And kind of felt like, you guys just sort of... Wasn't enough, was it, Breaking Bad for you guys? You just needed to show off a bit more that you could make TV. Mm-hmm. But after a couple of seasons, it really hit its own stride, and you know, like kind of free of the meth making, and you know, I know this is heresy, but kind of free of Bryan Cranston, I'm starting to think I might actually enjoy this show a little bit more.
Oh, really? Oh, that's quite a big call.
But you know, hey, we've got plenty of time on our hands, so I reckon like just take a punt on stuff you've heard about, you know, have a hoon on Flicks for best of lists from last year or whatever. Mm-hmm. Jump on Letterboxd and find out what your mates or your, in particular, like your film dickhead mates have on their lists and what they've had to say. and let's just, you know, let's just all indulge ourselves.
Nice, nice. I have been watching Netflix's Tiger King.
Oh my God, so good.
Started that last night. Bizarre. It is so bizarre.
There's not much to say about this besides, I think, you know, New Zealand, we had the Lion Man, mm-hmm. and he was a little bit eccentric, and Tiger King is about, I'd say, approximately 400,000 times more eccentric, and yes, you will not want to miss this. This is great timing, great sort of show. I think it's an 8-episode season. I've watched the first couple, but it's a lunatic who owns exotic tigers. There's a murder plot, side conspiracy. Yeah, they're all completely batshit. And it's in America, so they've all got heaps of guns. Mm. It's good times. But yeah, on the movies front, I think it was pretty weird this week to have to, you know, run a news story announcing that cinemas were closed. Sort of ending that weekly habit of going, oh, I wonder what's on this week, mm. or, you know, sort of, you know, being excited about things arriving to watch with your mates has certainly been strange. But look, it's not like there's any shortages of stuff out there to watch, and we're gonna need to fill up this time. Mm.
All right, Steve. Hey, thank you for Skyping in.
No worries. We'll do it again next week.
Reconvene next week. All right. Sweet, mate.
Awesome.
Bye.
See you, man.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.